Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From the bathtub to the open fire, there's many things in your home that you might well be considering taking out. But should they stay or should they go? Our home squad are here to tell us their thoughts this afternoon. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Roisin Lafferty, who's the founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design. Both with me in studio. Send us in your questions, 087 1400 106. A quick fire round for you both. Should it stay or should it go? The bathtub.
Stay.
Both of you and stay. Porches.
If it's really beautiful with lots of beautiful tiles, stay.
I think get rid of it.
Yeah, the front door porch.
Yeah.
The 1990s conservatory.
Go.
Walk-in wardrobes.
Always stay.
Dining tables.
Go. Stay. Ritual, togetherness, all the way.
Yeah, they can stay.
Really? The posh dining table. The fancy architrave around the room. Is that what you call
Depends
it?
Depends on the room.
Is it architrave? You know,
architrave, the
thing that's up on the wall?
Cornicing.
That's the one I'm looking for.
Depends on the house.
Yeah.
Depends on the house as well.
Some houses is beautiful.
We've reached a level of agreement
any
already.
Any small house, I think, get rid of it. It's too stuffy.
Yeah.
But then any big house.
What's the sort of big on-trend feature that's in homes for them from the past 10 years that people do need to get rid of, though?
That kind of, and I have it myself, so I'm really, like, I need to fix it. But that kind of, like, brass, cheapy brass looking stuff. Everybody completely got rid of any kind of chrome, and it was all brass and all kind of rose gold, and I have it everywhere, so I'm not ready to get rid of it, but I think it's going to date.
Really?
It's already dated.
The gold taps and the gold features. Taps, oh, Jenny, yeah. I have those.
I have them too.
I love gold. If it's real, I prefer when it looks aged. Yeah, it's going to last
like an
better.
Aged brass all for it. Yeah. But that kind of shiny, I suppose any kind of shiny, cheapy looking brass. It's like the chrome of
quality.
The
quality.
I tell you, it wasn't cheap.
No, then keep it.
No, but it's not the antique look. It is that sort of modern gold tap that's in at the moment that everybody has. Am I going to regret that in 10 years?
It depends what you put around it. For me, it's all the things we've talked about before, like the horrible feature wall colour, feature wallpaper, anything that's too trendy, get rid of it.
Yeah, okay. This is like the day you told me about those lights that hang, you know, the kind of
with the bare
rope
bulbs
effect. Yeah,
I'm like absolutely the rope traumatized effect. By that. I just personally don't like bare bulbs or that industrial looking homes. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all in.
I know.
They're everywhere at the moment. Even like I saw a beautiful lamp the other day and I was half thinking of buying it, and then the pair of you were in my head saying it's going to go out of trend. But you know those, they're like nearly made of like old pipes, like radiator pipe.
They can be super cool. It's just like, don't get fooled. Think of how you want to be in your house. Don't just go to the shiny thing.
Yeah. Like I have a bare bulb in my kitchen. I think the one, like you're totally on point. The one thing to remember is if you love it and you're happy with it in your house and you like it, then keep it. If you only bought it because it's a trend, then you might get sick of it.
Listeners wondering about coffee tables. Should they stay or should they go?
They should stay. They are functional.
Yeah.
Both of you are in agreement about that. Okay. Listener says, there are lovely old tiles in the porch of the house that we bought. I was so tempted to keep them, but they're still a little bit destroyed. I can't find anything that looks even similar to replace them, and they're too messy to keep because a lot of them are broke. Any advice?
Can you try keep them? Like sometimes they are the gems that you want to keep. Okay, try keep them. Cut maybe if the outside ones are all broken, try keep even the center and then do a simple pick up on a color on them and do a border with new tiles around if possible. Builders don't love it. Everyone will say it's easier just to lay new ones, but it is nicer to maintain the character.
I wonder, isn't there this lovely Japanese concept of, is it kintsugi? Am I pronouncing that right? Where you kind of lean into a fault, like if something has been broken, you can buy these kits and it's this lovely kind of gold, you know, it's like a broken bowl. You don't try to hide the cracks, you highlight them with something beautiful like gold. So I wonder if you stood back and looked at where the cracks are and where the holes are, could you think about really, instead of trying to cover it and make it look invisible, could you think about highlighting it and filling in the crack with something, maybe as you said, like picking up on another colour and just kind of leaning into the fact that they are a bit old and they are a bit worn and they're repaired, but to a dry standard.
Keep the charm. Try keep the charm always.
Keep the charm. I took the old fireplace out of my house that was a bit like that. Like it was that sort of, you know, the black iron fireplace.
Cast iron.
With those awful tiles that are like floral and
kind of amazing.
Yeah, also, you're going to love them. They're terrible. Do you know what they are? They're the fireplace now. Like it's like, I can't even believe it. It's just the side of the house.
Those cast iron ones you can paint. You can change the internal.
No, I have the modern fish tank.
The fire fish tongue.
I think people get put off by the dark, don't they? Like a big dark black fireplace. But actually you can, yeah, you can paint it.
It was the tiles. I couldn't handle the tiles. This listener says they ripped out the ensuite in their house in their bedroom because it was really old and needed replacing. I can't afford to put in a new one for a while, so it's currently an empty space. So I've been using it to store clothes for the last while, and I'm now tempted to turn it into a permanent walk-in wardrobe instead of putting that ensuite back when I don't have the money. Am I mad? It's plumbed and ready to go, just empty. I think you're mad. I would put the ensuite back in, but that's me.
Well, I have a lot of stuff and I live currently in a tiny cottage, so I'm all about the space for clothes. I think it's plumbed. You can change your mind later. And also, if it's in a contained space, you don't have to spend a fortune to kit it out as a good walk-in wardrobe. You know, you can have all the bars fitted directly to the walls. You can just have shelves and design it so it's best for you. You can always change your mind later. Just don't spend a huge amount on the walk-in wardrobe.
But surely having an ensuite from a resale perspective is better, Jenny, no?
But are you reselling the house? Or are you going to live in the house for the next 10 years?
Yeah,
in
true.
Which case you just decide whether you need that space for a bathroom or whether you decide you need that space for clothes and whatever you need it for the time you need it, then that's what you do.
So do you both think then this listener should leave it as a walk-in wardrobe?
Yeah, because you don't have to. So I think probably if you're on the fence, I'd probably avoid getting like full joinery, full bespoke joinery. So that would be too hard to take out. Mm. Another, I shout this out all the time and I have it and I love it, is the Elfa system. It's a rail system. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do, like it's really almost damage free.
I have that. It's in the organised store.
Yeah, from the organised store.
It's like a wardrobe without the carcass in the door.
And for a walk-in wardrobe, it's perfect because you don't need doors in a walk-in wardrobe. So it's perfect carcass, really easy to remove. You can take it with you even to your next house if you're reselling. And it'll be super easy then just to take that out and put an ensuite back in if you want to.
You just brought up a question though there, and that's something that clients ask all the time. So you're thinking about resale value, but it is. It's like, okay, it's already plumbed, so therefore it's easy enough to put that in. That's the hard work. That's the cost.
That's very
good,
true, yeah.
But it's about the balance of actually making it work for you when you live there.
Yeah, so like if somebody else wants to buy this house in the future off our listener, it's already ready to rock if they want to put the ensuite back.
Exactly, that's the upsetting work.
Listener bought a house from the 70s. It has a gorgeous front door with lovely orange glass in it. Sounds awful, but I promise it's fabulous. However, it's very drafty and we're going to need to replace it with something more heat efficient. I don't want to throw out the door though, so I'm wondering, what could I do with it?
I love the sound of that. I love coloured glass, tinted glass. I think it sounds beautiful. Orange glass sounds amazing. I mean, there's loads of door restoration specialists out there. So I definitely would talk to them first. I think it's even the period door company. They could be worth talking to. Like their job is to take old drafty front doors and restore them back to health. So it might not be that hard unless it's completely broken and something has gone very wrong. Like it should be possible to put some seals around it, to restore it back to full health. And then if that doesn't work and you just can't keep it in your front door, is there anywhere else you could use it? Could it be an internal door somewhere really unusual? Or do you have like an out, you know, a shed or something like that where you could put it?
Definitely don't get rid of it. Keep it. And I think like think of all the Georgian protected buildings, they're not allowed to change their windows. They have to have them refurbished and new seals and things. So you have to kind of pay
respect. There has to be people out there who can do it.
There definitely are people. And even if you needed to put a backing glass on it, 100% keep it.
Maria says, I'm quite handy at DIY painting, mending plasterwork, tiling floors, etc. But I had a water seepage on the top row of the tiles in the bath and it needs fixing. Probably needs new waterproof board and retiling. Is there any social page or books that I could use as a guide, as I will need to take out the bath to do it properly? Or perhaps are there any classes or courses or stuff like this on that the girls might know of?
There is a class, yeah, there's a brilliant one and a few of my friends have done it and for the life of me, it's not coming to mind, but I believe it's out somewhere in Stillorgan direction. There's a DIY class. You might just have to Google, you know, South Dublin, something like that, DIY class. But people rave about it. It's excellent. My personal caveat is generally plumbing or electricity, leave it to the professionals. Everything else, if you're feeling up to it, I would tackle. But a water leakage, I think I'd bring in the pro.
Really,
yeah.
I would think so as well, because you don't know, especially you don't want water seeping in timber and you don't find out about it until it's too late and it's rotted.
But do you know of any courses or any of these places that she could go to if she wanted?
I actually don't.
No. Maybe just talk to Cabin. No, somebody has suggested Cabin Teely Community School. I don't know if that's what this listener is looking for, but it might be worth checking out their page.
There's the DIY Academy, the DIYacademy.ie. I think that is the one that friends of mine have gone to. I think about three of them have been through it at this stage.
Why?
And I, yeah,
they might be worth checking out. Yeah. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a question today on the items that should stay or should go for Jenny and Roisin. Listener has a question for Jenny with regards to interiors. I got a semi-solid mahogany wood floor 8 years ago in the kitchen and hall, which looked beautiful at the time. I've subsequently acquired kids and a dog, and now it looks very, very sorry for itself. No matter what I do to keep it clean, it constantly looks smudged and dirty. My question is whether there is something I can do that will make a significant difference. For example, if I were to sand it once or twice, are there specialised cleaners who could revive it? Or should I throw it out and start again with a laminate family-friendly floor?
No, do not throw it out. Keep it semi-solid. I presume you're talking about some kind of an engineered wood. So solid, usually it means solid on the top with some kind of a backing, which is even more sturdy sometimes than solid wood. Absolutely just get it sanded. So mahogany and all woods are going to develop those smudges and those marks. It's a patina. Some people actually like it that way. But all you have to do is get it sanded once or twice. You're going to find a company anywhere to do that. And then get it re-varnished and it'll clear up all those smudges.
Make sure you get samples first, because some show footprints more than others. We've done like a high gloss black before, for example, and it's quite unforgiving. But if you try, especially the kind of smoked, almost chocolatey colours, they tend to be quite well finished. Go with matte and then get a high duty protector on the top. It can still be matte, but it's the protector that means it doesn't soak in and it doesn't look like dusty footprints all the time.
That might help.
The glass is so unforgiving, isn't it? And you might have to do it again in a few years, because wood just keeps a bit of, you know, it takes a bit of upkeep.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Pop on your headphones for a moment, because we have a voice note. It's 087 1400 106. We have a voice note in from this listener.
I have a hardwood kitchen floor mahogany. It's engineered wood, but it was quite expensive and I got it maybe about 8 years ago. I've subsequently had dogs and children, and it is absolutely the bane of my life trying to keep it clean. It just constantly looks dirty and smudged. Is there something I can do, for example, sanding it once, or is there some kind of industrial cleaner or specialised cleaning I can do with it? Or should I just restart and get a laminate flooring in that won't show up everything?
I went way ahead of myself there. I asked that listener's question before I listened to her voice note. But yeah, the advice is you think she should both stick with it, basically.
Definitely. And I think it's so much more character than laminate.
Yeah. Totally. Dave and Cove was wondering, we built our new house 2 years ago. We put in a sleek, handleless, all black kitchen. We love it. We haven't got around to the backsplash yet. My wife insists on the mirror effect. I'm not so sure. We've a large open plan with vaulted ceiling too, so we're not short of light. I'm with your wife, Dave, on this.
A mirror effect backsplash.
Yeah, I think they're class.
I think they're class, but I like them in smaller spaces, I think.
Not in a big open space kitchen.
I wouldn't say necessarily not. I think it gives you more options if you've lots of open space.
People think I have shares in mirror companies because I'm all for mirror and you cannot have enough of it. When used right, you don't see it.
Now, do you mean the clear mirror effect or that sort of antique?
No, fake antique, throw it away, never use it ever. Yeah. It shouldn't even be for sale because it's fake antique. It doesn't look like real antique mirror, okay? So no, definitely it has to be plain. It can be tinted. So bronze or smoked mirror are my favourites. I have walls of it in all of our projects in my house. The main thing is you need to use it from wall to wall or from floor to ceiling so you do not read it. It's invisible. It's not glitzy. It's not vain. I put it in my mom's kitchen.
Yeah.
She was like, are you kidding me? I'm going to have to look at myself every day. It's not. It reflects the light.
Yeah.
It just reflects the light and it just makes everything feel more open. If done properly, don't put a frame around it. Seamless, wall to wall.
Is it hard to keep though as a backsplash in the kitchen? That's my question. Like, because I'm with grease and cooking and stuff. Like,
it's really easy to wipe, and it's totally fine. You do need to clean it.
Yeah. You're not dealing with grout, so that makes it
no
even
grout.
Oh, that's true.
Easier. It's really easy to install, less expensive than a lot of backsplash finishes.
Where is it? 100%. I would have thought it was more expensive.
No, compared to getting a tiler, buying the tile, stone. No.
So go with the mirror.
Yeah.
Dave, you lose this battle. That's Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist, former winner of Home of the Year, Roisin Lafferty as well, founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty. Thanks a million to you both for joining us.
Thank
Have
you.
A super bank holiday weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.